Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. This is Valley Focus on this weekday morning. I'm Todd Michaels, along with News Bureau Chief Lisa Hale in the WISS studios. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am fine. And we're joined by one of my favorite people in Oshkosh, Yava Engel. She is the Executive Director of the Oshkosh Area Humane Society. Welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me, Lisa and Todd.
I can see why you like her so much. I've only known her for a couple of minutes, and I could spend a lot of time with her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's fantastic. And she's got so much passion for what she does at the Oshkosh Area Humane Society. It just makes you want to do more for them.
Well, one of the things I mentioned to you, Yava, that I wanted to ask you right away is, as a community, how is Oshkosh doing when it comes to taking care of our pets? What are some things that you're seeing that are issues or things that we could do better?
I think overall, as a community, we're taking great care of our pets. We see that every day. We're very supported by our community, by the adopters, by donors. I think overall, there are some struggles that are happening in the community as it relates to housing, maybe lack of affordable pet-friendly housing. Of course, the economic situation is not helping. So we're seeing a lot more people who are needing help with our food pantry and so on. And of course, the veterinary shortage and access to veterinary care. And of course, also the prices, the cost of it is still an issue as well. But I feel overall as a community, our pet owners are very responsible.
When you say it overall as a community, we are responsible, and we are. I think Oshkosh does a very good job. However, there are those times, those little instances that make you go, ouch. And recently, I know the Oshkosh Area Humane Society had one where a dog and a kennel full of cats was left outside, which is not a good situation for the animals.
Absolutely. These do happen. They don't happen very often, fortunately, but they do happen. And so we did have a crate with two adult kitties and eight kittens in the crate left at the Humane Society in the evening around 9 p.m. And they were found in the morning by one of our staff members at 7 a.m. And there was also a dog that was tied to a bench with a note with the dog just explaining a little bit more about it. So that was a very unfortunate situation. Obviously, we do not want people leaving animals outside the shelter overnight because there are predators in the area. There are coyotes there that could have attacked the dog. Something could have happened to the kitties as well. So we always encourage people to call us, reach out for help. At times, we may be able to help with advice. We may have some directions. We may take the animals in. It really depends. We work with our community to figure out the best solution for them.
For folks who are thinking about bringing an animal into their family, into their home, we were mentioning off the air some of the things people don't think of. You think of the food, you got to have that, right? Maybe a nice bed or something like that. What are the things that people need to think about before they make the commitment of bringing another member into the family?
I would say the biggest piece would be making sure that everyone in the family is committed to having a pet at home and is on board with having a pet at home. Looking at some special needs of the animal, let's say a dog will need maybe some behavioral help in this particular case, that is something to consider. Looking at who are the trainers in the area who can work with the dog if needed, and cats as well, of course. Looking at setting up veterinary care, this is huge, really. It's difficult to get animals in with a vet clinic that you don't have a relationship with. So making sure that those appointments are being made in a timely way, even if it doesn't happen right away, but just getting that relationship going is very important as well. And then, of course, looking at some of the other resources in the community for very dog social dogs. Maybe doggy daycare is the right setup to go. So, which is a program actually we've just started at the shelter for our shelter dogs.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, that is cool. I did not know that you guys had started doing doggy. So this is for the ones that are out in foster and things of that nature?
So this is actually us working with one of the local doggy daycares, Stay and Play on Jackson Street. We've been bringing our dogs there for a doggy play date, and so it actually was the community that donated towards us, and they have donated, gosh, at this point we can send a dog a day for more than a year, and so we've started sending two dogs a day, dog social dogs. They go there and they play, so it has been an amazing partnership.
And that's important for a dog, is that socialization with other dogs, because if you're going to take your dog for a walk, you're going to run up against another dog eventually. And that socialization is so important. Mm-hmm. So when somebody wants to adopt a dog or a kitty from the Oshkosh Area Humane Society.
Or a bearded dragon.
Or a little mouse or a rat or a guinea pig or a bunny. I mean, they've got all sorts of animals there. Do they need to make an appointment with you first, or should they just drop by?
So if they're looking at adopting a cat or our small mammals, they do not need to make an appointment. They can just drop by during our open hours. And we actually just decided to reopen again on Wednesdays to our adopters. Open hours from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m., just like the other days. And they can just drop by. Now, for our dogs, we do ask that you make an appointment. You can apply online for any of the dogs prior to making an appointment. If you don't know which dog you would like, just put don't know. And then we make an appointment so that we actually can take time with the adopter and show the dogs in a less stressed setting so that they show better their true dogness.
Their true dogness, their true personalities.
Yeah, that's right.
And you don't have many of the dogs right there on site. They're fostered out so that they are more socialized.
That's right. We actually have 11 dogs right now in foster care, which is way more than we've been doing previously, which is a great thing because many of these dogs get very, very stressed at the shelter, and it's hard to keep them sane and relaxed in the shelter setting. Some don't do well at all. So we've been very fortunate to have 11 dogs in foster care. We have 17 at the shelter right now. So,
if somebody is interested in finding out more, where do you suggest they go? Do you prefer them to go to Pet Finder or to straight to your website?
I would recommend they go to our website. All our available animals are posted there with a description. There's some additional photos there. But of course, if there are any questions, you can always email info@oahs.org, and we'll make sure that the right team gets that email.
Excellent.
Executive Director Yava Engel from the Oshkosh Area Humane Society, thanks for stopping by. Next time, bring your parrot in.
Thank you very much for having me, and yes, I will.
Okay,
I cannot guarantee what he's going to say because he doesn't know a few choice words.
Even better.